Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than no longer being able to afford your medication.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're better than that. Our number to call, if you're listening live, on Tuesday, 845-986-8804, 845-986-8804. The Den Pen. Go to davinsden.com. Go to listen and chat live. Or if you're listening on another affiliate, go to davincomedy.com and go to Davin's Den on there and then click, what is it, chat and go. But that's not going to be the, that's once I get this website finished, whenever that would whenever year that gets done.
Yeah, well, maybe you better not keep talking about that.
Yeah,
you
well,
just say go to chat and go.
There's just going
to
be a link on the Davin Comedy page just to go to Davin's Den. I'm getting rid of all the Davin's Den stuff on the Davin Comedy page.
Okay.
It's all going to be at the Davin's Den page.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we're going to do. That's Pip Helix.
Hi, everybody.
I'm Davin Rosenblatt.
You are.
Oh, unfortunately, somebody has to be. Joe will be here soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whether you want him to be or not. He's coming.
They want him.
You can't stop Joe.
You might not. They want him.
Of course I want him. I let him know where I live.
you leave the door unlocked. So.
I can rectify that. the show tonight, EpiPen prices suddenly get extremely expensive.
Yeah.
Then EpiPen kind of reduced it, but still very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
San Francisco 49ers quarterback sits during the national anthem to protest the police brutality and other... brutalities he perceives against African Americans and other minorities.
Right.
A new college course called Stop White People. Seriously, stop white people. Seriously, stop them.
Stop white people.
Oh, there's
stop.
A comma. There's a comma.
In my head, that's the first way I read it.
Oh.
Stop white people. Stop.
Yes. You, whitey. Yeah. Knock it off.
That is not the subtext. You, whitey.
It kind of is.
Oh, my God.
Kind of is. We'll get into that.
Okay.
Somebody catfishes a victim, and he thought he was dating Katy Perry for 6 years.
Okay.
And Katy Perry acknowledges that.
Yes.
I have a brand new You Stink.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
A brand new You Stink. And Ann Jackson.
Yes.
Last time she admitted her long-alleged romance with scammer Soldier Miller.
I knew it!
We'll see what she has this week.
Okay.
We'll see. What Ann Jackson has
this week.
This week. Yuliana Avalos, by the way, I found a new page where she's posting crap.
Really?
Yeah, she's like, oh, I'm in the newspapers. And then she's like posting like
the old stuff?
Yeah, like when she was suing them. Not mentioning the stuff where she got removed.
From the suit.
Yeah. And like people are like, oh, I hope you got justice. She made over $500 on that post. So once again, she's creating this fake, this adulation that only she can do.
Magic money.
Yeah.
Is that what he used to say?
It's yes, he probably still does.
Yes.
It's a site called Steam It. And her boyfriend Craig are up to no good on there. Somebody actually reached out to me about it because they found the website and then they asked me about it.
Yeah.
And I still got all this other stuff I have to put up there, which I just haven't had a chance to do, but I will.
So they finally got into the dry cleaning business? Steam It?
Yeah. It's this website where people like post blogs and videos and pictures, and if you like it, you can like give them money.
Okay.
Okay, whatever. I guess
yeah.
If people just want to throw money away.
What?
So, yeah. So she made over $500 on this one post.
Was she naked?
No.
I mean, what?
No.
Was she talking in her baby voice?
Well, you know, she plays the victim and everything. You know, forget about all the lives that have been ruined.
Yeah.
Forget about all the proof that we have. And then, like, somebody calls her on the one who got in contact with me. I guess he called her on it before he contacted me.
Right.
And then the conversation stops.
Delete.
No, she doesn't address that.
Oh, of course not.
She doesn't address that. And then somebody's, like, kind of goes after him. Because they all want to fall in love. They all want to fall.
And they all want to defend their girl.
Yeah. It's like the web. The internet's a wonderful thing. You can do research, but as I often get upset about, people don't.
Well, it's also a fantasy land. You know, if
well, I mean, she's not trying to lure them in per se with this, but she's creating this image that she's this nice girl and
mm-hmm.
she's ruined lives.
Yeah.
You know, and she even talked about the man who we had. Remember, we had his son on the air.
Yes.
Talked about that.
Well, to further that conversation, this poor man believed that he was in love with one of these love scammers. And
believed he was in love with her.
Her. And gave all his money up and then realized what he'd done.
$50,000.
And then he killed himself.
Yeah, we had his son on the show.
It was there was a very powerful interview with him.
Yes.
And it's very sobering.
It's in the archives.
Yeah.
And then she had, she said, and I don't know with her how much is true, but she said that 2020 didn't tell her that the guy committed suicide and she was going to be meeting the son.
Oh, well,
which I believe.
I believe that because, you know, that's how a lot of these shows work. They don't, you know, the producers are evil.
Yeah. So that would kind of explain her reaction, I guess. The reaction we question.
Right.
But,
oh, yeah.
But then, like, the person was questioning, was like, well, they did a reshoot of it. I never said they did a reshoot of it.
No.
They just took it down. They put it up. They kind of edited it a little differently.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't do a reshoot.
No. But, no.
So she's still at it. And, you know, I was supposed to go not too far away from her in December, but I moved that because it was Christmas week. So I moved it to April. So I'm still tossing around. Do I want to pay her a surprise visit?
Wow. Okay.
Because I'm not going to be that far from her. I'm going to be in Cocoa Beach, Florida, and she's not that far from there.
That's kind of crazy.
It kind of is. Especially because if my family wasn't going to be there, like my wife and kid, it would be like, well, what the hell? I've got nothing to lose. Grab another comic. Let's go.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Yeah.
I kind of want to.
Oh, I mean, but for the show, I kind
of
want you to,
of course,
too.
Yeah, for the
but
show.
But as my friend, I don't want you to get, like, dragged into some basement
I
by
think they would just,
her
first
boyfriend.
They wouldn't realize who I am at
not
first.
Not at first.
And then they'd be shocked. Well, then the thing is, you know, because they have the bounce house business. You get an empty lot, and you rent the bounce house for it, and then they show up and go, surprise!
Right.
But that's kind of crappy to do, too.
Yeah.
But is that less crappy than showing up to their house?
Oh, well, if you show up at their house, it's not going to cost them money, but their kids might be there.
Right.
You know, so it's like, nah, I don't
kids
know.
Kids come with them to deliver bounce houses.
Oh, wow, too.
But
yeah, this, I don't
I'll
know.
Make it rain. I'll give them the $150 for the 24-hour bounce house.
Make it rain. $150. Can I interview you on camera?
Yeah, you know what? They probably would. I probably wouldn't get straight answers.
No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't. But
I don't think actually they wouldn't go on. I would.
But isn't discomfort our stock and trade?
Yeah, I mean, what are they going to say? What are they going to say? I mean, I'm the guy that cost them their billion-dollar dream.
I know. Yeah, I know. Yeah, that might not be a good thing for you to show
but
up.
But I really do want to interview her.
Of course you do, but it's like it's really not a good idea.
I really do.
I know, but like, what would you do if somebody perceived having cost you billions of dollars showed up on your doorstep?
Well, I mean, if I had spent the past couple of years avoiding them, I probably wouldn't talk to them now.
Right, but I mean, like, would you call the cops and say they're harassing me?
Maybe.
Then maybe they don't want the cops attention on them, though.
I don't know.
I don't know, but it's dangerous.
I got a couple months to think about it. That's another flight. I flew. I went to Hilton Head, South Carolina.
You are brown as a berry. I could tell
that
you were on vacation.
I was channeling my inner African American.
No.
It's brown face.
No.
Like the pastor who supports Donald Trump who put in Hillary Clinton. Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah,
what's this?
He made like a cartoon of Hillary Clinton in blackface. An African American pastor put Hillary Clinton
in blackface,
yeah.
But what was his point?
You know how much, you know, the Trump party line, how much she panders to African Americans.
So this guy put her in?
Yeah, as a Trump supporter, pastor, as an advisor to the campaign.
Oh, Lord.
So Trump campaign
it just gets murkier and murkier.
So that's why I have the brown face.
Oh,
the brown face.
Because all of a sudden you're
I'm
today
supporting.
You're the racist.
I'm every day. Every
no,
day.
You are not.
So you like the tan?
Yes.
This is what happens when you don't put anything on.
Oh my God!
I don't put any lotion.
You were, but like your forehead is so brown. I can't even believe that you make that color. Because
what do you mean?
Well, because I've never seen you so tan.
Yeah, you have.
No, I haven't.
You've
ever
come back from Atlantis and stuff like that.
Yes, but I've never seen you this dark.
This
before.
Is just like a couple. I get darker.
Do you really?
Yeah, I get. I've gotten really not this year because I'm not playing ball.
Oh yeah.
So I'm
yeah.
now. So I've been very pale. For me.
Yeah, you have been.
So I just, you know, and if I wasn't with the wife, I'm not leaving the hotel room. You know, because, you know, I just stay in my room. I watch basic cable. I do work, whatever the hell it is.
Vegetate.
Yeah, I don't leave.
Yeah.
I don't leave, but, you know, she wants to go out, I go out.
Yeah.
So, so I'm
going.
That's
nice, though. Yeah. You're on vacation, you would want to go
out.
Well,
I was working. It was a work vacation.
Yeah, no, I know.
So I got Myrtle Beach coming up. So the question is, in a few weeks, will I go out for that? I got a lot of travel coming up.
Yeah, you do.
I got Michigan. I got Oklahoma. I got Myrtle Beach. I got a lot of crap coming up.
It sounds like you're listing FEMA sites.
Every place I am is a FEMA site.
It is. It's a natural disaster. Or an unnatural disaster, depending.
Do you ever watch Real Time with Bill Maher?
Yeah.
You know how he has new rules?
No, I haven't seen it recently, so no, I don't
know. He always has these new rules.
Oh, okay, okay.
Closes the show.
Oh, I misunderstood what you meant. Okay.
He has, like, new rules that he closes the show.
Yes.
And, like, a bunch of them are, like, funny, and then the last one, he's, like, making his point.
It's right.
Well, I have a new rule.
Oh, what's that?
And I post these on Facebook sometimes.
Yeah.
We can no longer have two fat flight attendants on the same flight. Enough. Enough. Enough.
What?
Enough. For the they're squeezing us in there.
Right.
The aisles are very small.
Very. They're smaller than they used to be.
Yes. So it's bad enough you got one rhinoceros.
Look at the hefty thighs that are sitting across the table.
Right, but you're not a
here.
Flight attendant.
I know, but it's like you.
But you're not a flight attendant.
You can't tell them what size to be.
Yes, yes, I can. All right, I'm gonna get into this in a second.
Okay.
I might say something controversial. I don't give a shit. It might be discriminatory, but I'm gonna break it down for real.
Okay.
I'm gonna break it down for real. Listen, this is not anti-fat or anti-thyroid problem. This isn't that or anti. Hey, I'm on chemo. And I blew up. It's not. It's
oh
none
God.
Of that.
Okay.
It's not anti that. It's
right.
It's just practicality.
Oh, I know what you're saying.
Listen, these are very small aisles.
Yes.
It's bad enough when we got one Zoftic person.
Right.
Yeah. Forget about the passengers.
Right.
The passengers are the passengers.
Once they get in and they settle in, that's pretty good. But you know that no one is going anywhere once that cart comes down the aisle.
The cart is different.
No,
it's a roadblock. I get
it.
I get that, but it's a necessary evil because we need our cold refreshments.
Yes, we do.
Right, but enough with the fat flight attendants. I had this one guy because I always get the aisle. I like the aisle. I'm an aisle guy. You an aisle guy, girl?
Well, for the most part, yeah.
Like the so now I'm doing what my parents did. So I have one aisle. The wife has the other aisle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that way, because you have that little extra leg room.
Yeah.
Now, the problem with the aisle guy is, like, because the aisles are so narrow,
yeah.
Nobody can walk past you. Nobody can walk past you without clipping you.
Yes.
Try to take a nap in an aisle. It's impossible.
It's not possible. I don't know how many times I've had my elbow dinged by people.
Right.
And the cart, too.
Yeah, it's like, I'm here.
And I'm trying to pull it all in.
Yeah,
but, you
can.
Know, you have to sit like you're dead, you know, with your arms crossed
it's
over
ridiculous.
Your chest.
It's ridiculous.
Just that you're not in anyone's way.
Coach? Is terrible and it just gets worse.
It's just moo. Just moo while you're in there. Mm.
Which is what I'm trying to eliminate, some of the moos.
Oh, God.
So I got this fat flight attendant.
Okay.
Guy.
Okay.
First of all, not pleasant. Not pleasant.
Is he mean?
No, he's not mean. You know what? I want a cheery goddamn flight attendant. You know what?
With your attitude, of course they're going to be cheering.
No, I'm perfectly
There's
nice.
There's tons of you.
I'm perfectly... Listen, I got a huge thing coming up about the airport, but this is not that.
Okay.
This is not that. Oh, I didn't even say what's on... Oh, I did say what's on the show.
You did.
Okay.
They know.
So I got this fat Zoftic flight attendant who's not very pleasant. Every time he goes by, his gut hits me in the head. And his ass hits the wife.
Do you think that was strategic? Or
no, because he's trying to make himself more narrow, and it ain't working. And then there's
I mean, I'm feeling for the guy, because I am booping and butting people.
But you're not a
all the way
attendant.
Down the aisle.
You work in an office where you belong, and it's fine.
Yes.
You can fill a room with your size. As long as you can do your job, I got no problem with you.
Right.
It's not an anti-fat thing.
No, I know. It's just a bang, bang, bang with your
I
butt.
Should not be getting brushed with his soft, sweater-covered gut in my cheek every time he has to go up and down the damn aisle.
Because it's a lot.
And then there's a heavy flight attendant woman. Now these two rhinoceroses are trying to get by. It's not happening.
And so you're getting sexually harassed one way or another all the flight.
They can't get... It's like having two soda carts trying to get past... It's not... And here's why I pick on the flight attendant. They tell us that they're not sky waitresses. I don't have a problem with a fat waitress. I actually like a fat waitress because a fat waitress makes me think that the food's good. I don't have a problem with it at all. I like a fat chef. I'm a little suspicious of a chef that's too thin, by the way.
Okay.
So fat has its place.
Joe's girl says, sexually harassed. asked.
I see what you did there.
I love it.
Of course you do. It's very punny.
It's very funny.
It's very funny.
But I see what you're saying.
That it's has like, a but they have this campaign like no. No, we're not just getting you soda and peanuts, which another thing I'll get to in a second.
Yes.
We are here for your safety. Well, if you're here for my safety, I don't think you're very good at it because you can't even get down the aisles.
But they're not hurt. They're not affecting your safety by like.
If we
you.
Have to evacuate, they're going to be winded. And enough with the fat cops. Enough with the fat firemen. Enough. There's a time and a place for fat. It's not anti-fat, but there are some jobs where you are expected to be in good physical condition.
I agree with that. I mean, I do agree. Oh, my God. Lisa said they're going to make fat little baby attendants.
With little stupid vests. They don't even look sexy anymore.
No. The outfits are not good.
No.
But they're not. Well, they're not there to serve you food. They're not there to be sexy for you either.
But what are they there for? They're doing none of these things. They're there for my safety.
Yes.
So then don't be fat. I don't try, unless we're going to put your robust ass in the hole that is now the fuselage of this plane so we don't go down. If that is why we have to have one fatty, I get it, one fatty.
No, then you're going to hear a cork pop noise and they're out the window.
No. If this is the plan, the pilot knows he's got one fatty on the crew, and if we have a hole in the fuselage, you know, Janine knows what to do. She backs up into it. I'm cool with it.
Are you expecting a Shelley Winters kind of scenario?
Yes. If that happens, the Poseidon Adventure.
Yes.
I used to love that movie. Uh-huh. The original, not the second one.
I got totally like freaked out watching them swimming, and I would hold my breath while
I'd
they're
dead.
Swimming.
I'd be dead.
Yeah,
I can't swim.
And there's I'm out of breath so much further before they're done.
No, I'm an anchor. I'm done.
I'm done.
It's over. I'm Shelley Winters.
I'm Shelley Winters.
I don't even make it as far as Shelley does.
No, she was quite a swimmer.
She was a trooper.
I am blocking the portal for everybody else, and I'm out of breath, and I'm going to die.
But on a plane, it serves a purpose.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, I'd stick my butt in the hole for everybody else.
And these fat cops, God forbid, a perp is running immediately. Has the corporal? He can't run.
Yeah.
A fat fireman. He's not going to climb. Mm. Go down the pole. God forbid, you're underneath him. Enough with there's certain jobs.
There are certain jobs where being that heavy is really going to get in the way.
Yes.
And you're saying they're literally getting in the way in
yes!
the plane.
I don't think it's discriminatory, but that's where we are as a society. We can't look at the obvious because it's discriminate. It's not discriminate. You're not doing your job properly, you fat ass.
Well, Lisa says that they make good flotation devices.
But we supposedly have them underneath our seat cushions.
You have flight attendants under your seat cushions?
I do.
No, Joe's girl says, no, they're sinkers.
I'm a sinker.
Are you?
I can't swim. I sink.
You do?
I'm a sinker. I'm dead.
I can swim, but not well.
No, it's over. I'm comfortable with that.
Yeah, no. Okay, you know
so,
that you're
so
not
do you disagree with me?
No, I don't. I mean, I think it's unfortunate because I think that people should be able to do whatever they want to do, but
they can't eat at the same time.
There are realistic limitations on, you know, what overweight people can do, and one of them should be it probably not be that big and be in the airline because literally there's no way to get through there. I don't understand how. Well, I've always had a problem with the fact that the soda cart takes up the entire aisle, and if you have to go to the bathroom, you just have to sit there and hold it.
It's game over. Yeah. Everybody has to get their Diet Coke.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous. And the reason you have to pee is because you had Diet Coke.
Right. It's like if you're in the front, you got your drink. Now the cart's between you and the bathroom. You're done.
But yeah, I mean, it's gotten to we can't tell fat people stop because then you're being you're not being sensitive.
No. When there are realistic limits that people have to be within to be able to do what they're supposed to be doing, what they're being paid to do, that's fine to say no. You know what the you have to be this tall to ride this ride. You have to be this slender to be able to do this job because we have very small spaces.
Because once they pass these tests, they're fine and they can just blow up like a puffer fish.
Well, you know what? It's just like I always think that people should have to go and redo their driver's license once they get, you know, to a certain age because, you know, they have diminished the capacity.
I've had it with fat people that are inhibiting me. I've had it. My inhibiting my safety. I've had it.
Well, you know, you should write a letter to the airline.
They won't listen.
No, they won't.
This was brought to my attention. The wife brought this to my attention. I thought I've still gotten peanuts on planes. We didn't have peanuts.
No.
Yeah, yeah, right, right. Because somebody might go into anaphylactic shock.
But that's absolutely true.
Enough.
No, but it's true.
I know.
I know it sounds ridiculous.
Charter a fucking plane. Get a Trump jet. Enough. I mean, I really don't need my peanuts.
Yeah.
But it's just ridiculous as a society. Can we just get the fucking virus and end it already? We suck as a people. We are so soft. We are such delicate flowers. That's why people take all their medications. That's why they die.
Well, you know, this we've ruined the atmosphere and the environment with so many chemicals and things we had no idea what the long-term consequences were going to be. And with all that, we made our bodies too sensitive to certain things. And now there's no way for us to go back.
You know, what was his name? John Washington Carver was his name?
Yes.
They would fucking string him up, not because he was black.
George Washington Carver.
They would string him up, not because he's black, but because he did so many wonderful things with the fucking peanut. They go, how dare you? People are going to die. This is worse than an atomic bomb.
I think if George Washington Carver and Oppenheimer sat in the same room,
they would devise a peanut bomb. It would just explode.
They did.
It would just explode and people would
apparently
die.
Apparently, the peanut bomb landed on every school front lawn.
I know it's a serious thing. And really, peanuts on a flight are not a big deal.
Yeah, well.
But it's just another symptom.
Well, as Lisa pointed out, they serve pretzels on Canadian flights. Can't you just have a pretzel?
I can.
Okay,
and I do.
Good.
But it's not the point.
Okay.
How many comics from the 90s have to rework their acts?
I know. I know. Yeah, well, I do understand as. I always thought that people who had, you know, whined about their allergies, and I say whine because it seemed like it was like, oh, I'm allergic. I always pictured these dorks that were just, like, really, like, sensitive.
Dorks is code for Jews.
No, what?
Jews have a lot of allergies.
Well, do they?
Yeah, Jews are very allergenic people.
Allergenic.
Is that what it was?
No, allergenic. Well, I don't know if that's the appropriate word. It sounds
funny. You don't
know
it's not.
I don't know it's
not.
So
you fucking mocked.
It sounds funny. I mocked you.
You mocked erroneously.
I did.
Jews are prone to allergies. I'm one of those rare Jews.
Yeah, you are. You're less allergic to things than I am.
I'm not allergic to things. I tan.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Are you sure you're Jewish?
Unfortunately, I'm not whiny.
What do you say?
I'm not whiny. I am naggy. I've been told.
Naggy more than whiny.
I'm not a whiny Jew.
No, not in the technical sense. No.
No, like if I don't feel well, I'm in pain, I won't say anything.
No, you'll suck it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're not like.
I'll
that.
I'll nag though if I need shit done. I'll nag.
Yeah. No, you do that, but.
Thank you. No,
yeah, you
you're
do
an
that.
Asshole. You are an asshole.
Well, look, we're being honest here. It's
are
like,
we?
Yeah.
I wasn't the whole thing. I love fat flight attendants. I won 50 of them on every flight. It was all just a ruse.
I knew it. You're a fat chaser.
I,
the chubby chaser.
The great thing about being a chubby chaser is you don't have to run very quick.
That's right. They can't get away.
No, they can't.
No, but the other thing
grab
is
them by their cankle and hold on.
And there's so many to choose from in America.
Yes.
If you're
like a chubby chaser, America's a great place to live.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I'm sure that there are certain counties in Alabama where it's just like it free for the picking.
Still do a double take when I see the guy who's like a $120 with the girl who's like $350. Still do it when they look like the number 10.
Yes.
Still makes me do a double take. I know it shouldn't. And I'm like, oh, it's good. They found each other. I'm happy.
Yeah,
but
it's
I'm still
like, huh?
Because you're thinking.
Yeah.
I mean.
It just looks unusual.
And it could be
so
it could be reversed. It could be reversed, too.
Yeah.
It's generally not, though.
No.
It's generally a bigger girl and a very
really
petite.
Big girl and a very, but, you know, it's
and
not
a decent-looking
like
guy sometimes. Not even just like a meth head.
Well, no.
Meth I get. I get the meth head.
But wait a minute.
Because, like, if she's fat, she's got cooking utensils, good to burn a spoon.
Well,
I
wait,
get that.
But you're making the assumption that because she's fat, she's not attractive to anybody.
No, I'm saying
might
he
not
is.
Be attractive to
no,
you.
No, I'm saying. He's clearly attracted to her.
Right.
And I'm
mean,
happy for them.
Yeah, but you're
but
saying,
I still take a double take. Because he's so small and she's so big.
I pretty much mentally get into how are things happening. And I
no, you take it that far.
I mean,
he's
got
to be on top every time. Cause
well, let me put it this
unless
way.
She's very good at balancing.
Yeah. Well, there's
looks like one of those models where it's just like a big orb on a pole. Like for a science project. Here's Venus. That's their sex life.
I'm not talking that I go into, you know, like too far into it, but I just kind of go, huh. There's got to be some workarounds possible.
But they love each other and they figure it out.
Oh, yeah.
And they can as long as they're not on my goddamn plane.
They're not, and, or on your couch.
No, I don't care if they're on my couch.
You don't?
Well, I mean, I don't want them to do it on my couch.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm happy to be friends with them. I don't care.
Oh, yeah. No, I know.
Not that type of discrimination. As long as they don't inhibit my way to live.
Right. I don't think that anybody would be inhibiting your way to live in that way.
I'm fine with it.
As long as you're not behind them in the tunnel underwater. Like,
I'm already dead if I'm underwater. It's over. Yeah. They have a better shot at living than I do.
Suck it, anchor.
Yeah, I am the anchor.
Yeah, you're done.
But I don't have an issue with that.
No, it's not in general. I mean, I don't care. I mean, if it's somebody that I love and they're like really, really dangerously overweight, and it's not just that, you know, that kind of like fat, that fake, oh, I'm worried about your health. I mean, if they legitimately have health problems, or you can see that it's like, I can't take two steps without panting. It's like, no, that's really dangerous for you. It's not just like being like...
Four steps is your limit.
Four, yeah. I could do five.
Can you?
Yeah, but there's going to be a lot personally. There's going to be a lot of heaving. I might cough up part of a lung.
Listen, man, as you get older, you got to start worrying about things. I still feel remarkably good for my age. Well, although I've never been this age before.
True.
I still feel remarkably good. I'm like, you know what? I don't wake up. I'm not achy or anything. I am prone to naps, but I think that's because I don't sleep that well at night.
I'm sorry, you're prone to gas, did you say?
Naps.
Oh, I thought you said you're prone to gas.
I like a nice 5-10 minute nap in the middle of the day. That recharges the battery.
You don't sleep a lot, so I can imagine that you need...
I don't sleep through the night, probably in part because of the cats.
Oh, well, yeah. They say a lot of people, whenever there are animals allowed into the bedroom, that, you know, they do disrupt sleep.
I sleep better without cats.
Yeah.
But the cats are in the room.
Yeah.
Stepping on my stupid head, knocking things off the dresser, you know, just doing cat-like things.
My cats do wake me up a lot.
Yeah, it's terrible. So, like, I'll take a cat nap.
You need to do that. But I didn't know that it's because you can't sleep through the night. It's just I know that you wake up really early.
I do wake, and for no good reason.
Yeah.
Oh, morning Joe's all. Let's get up. Go back to bed, stupid.
Yeah, it's like, roll over, would you? What are you doing?
I just have that internal clock.
Yeah, and you're up. No, I could sleep all day for days. I could sleep for days.
Yeah, I can't do that.
I'd wake up for a snack, go to the bathroom, and go back to bed.
I have not really been afflicted by that yet, which makes me think I'm doing pretty well.
Yeah.
Where I wake up in the middle of the night to pee.
Oh,
unless I have like a gallon of water before I go to bed or something like that.
But a lot of times with men, that means that they're
having enlarged
prostate.
Looking good, babe. Well, not looking good. Feeling all right, though. Feeling all right. Feeling all right. I got work to do.
What do you mean you got work to
There's
do?
There's always work that can be done. Oh, by the way, I think I'm getting more gray on the sides. So I think we're getting...
The lighting in here is really good because I can't tell.
No, I think it's because I got gel in my hair.
Oh, yeah.
But I think we're getting close to that part where I start dying now.
No, I start dying. We're all starting to die.
No, but I haven't been there yet.
Oh, you mean your hair.
Yes. I think we're getting there. I might have to do that soon.
Well, you know, hair club for men.
No, I'm not there.
What do you mean? You're not there? Not the hair club. No, not that hair club.
What
I mean,
going on
I'm
here?
Sorry. I don't mean the hair
why
club.
The hell,
I mean
why the hell is my Twitter blowing up?
I don't know. What did
you
say?
Are people fucking
what
fighting
evil
with me?
Thing did you say that prompted people to start hating you?
I don't know.
You know you have something on your T-shirt about Skippy with nuts?
I'll get to that.
Okay.
I'll get to that in a second.
We were talking about peanut butter, and all of a sudden I noticed. I'm like, what the hell is he wearing? But the thing is that...
I got this from Dave on Twitter. The peanuts get expensive. Allergies are the excuse not to buy them for the passengers, besides natural selection. It really is a cost-cutting method? Is that the latest thing? You don't get these peanuts!
No peanuts for you!
Can you imagine that's what it is?
I don't think that's what it is.
I think they don't want somebody to die on the flight. No, because their Zoptic flight attendants will never be able to get there. They'll try to do a compression on their chest and cave it in.
And they saved a lot of money because they can't afford EpiPens
anymore. We'll get to the EpiPens.
I know.
So we filled in for the Sam Sorbo.
Yes, we did.
We filled in for the Sam Sorbo.
I think you might have to explain to people who Sam Sorbo is because most people don't know who Sam Sorbo is.
There's a shot.
Yeah. What? Me?
There's a shot.
Yes.
Right-wing talk show host. That's what we filled in for. Who we filled in for. Married to Kevin Sorbo, who's Hercules.
Yes.
She's also an actor. She's been in things.
She's been in things.
But, you know, I think she's been, like, in a lot of, like, dramas on TV. I just don't watch those things.
Yeah, no. Whatever television or movie she did, I just didn't see it. So yeah, I don't know who she is.
Yeah. But. Whatever.
Oh, by the way, Joe's Girl says it's because the attendants ate all the peanuts.
But they're not elephants, Joe's Girl.
Well, the ones you were talking about.
And them in the back with their stupid little trunks. Sorry, I can't have carry. I'll get to that later. Ooh, I got to use stink for later. Boy, do I. So that's who we filled in for. Turns out Sam does not want us filling in for her anymore.
No. Why would that happen? We were great.
Well, we think so.
Yes.
She doesn't think that we're right for her audience.
No. Did they complain to her?
I have not heard that.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, it was a very right-wing show.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, it was so right-wing, even Joe had to go, well, this is a little much.
Yeah, I know. Yes, Joe was taken aback.
Yeah. When Joe's like, oh, my God, she's got rhetoric. That was Joe's quote, she's got rhetoric.
Yeah.
Joe's the one who said rhetoric, not me.
I know. It was like, wow.
Yeah, when Joe thinks this is horse shit.
Yeah, I know. When he starts, like, raising his eyebrows, like, what's going on?
Yeah, I mean, so she's a very...
interesting person.
I don't know her. She might be lovely. She was very focused on her talking points when she
came. Yes, she was.
She wasn't really
listening.
Yes, she wasn't. Which you think a talk show host would do? You have to engage in a conversation. She was almost like those callers that yell over the host.
Yes, she was that caller that was yelling over the host.
Yeah, you're right. What's with this almost nonsense? Stupid.
Yes, she was.
Right, but I couldn't hang up on her.
No, because she's the real host.
Because it's her name.
Yeah.
Like how I tell you and Joe, well, it's my name. Well, no, it's her name.
And notice we don't hang up on you.
Not here.
No.
You just don't ignore shit. Then I have to nag.
Oh, the nag.
And then I whine.
Oh, no, don't. No, no. I'll comply with after the nagging. No whining, please.
By the way, Joe's a liar. His ETAs mean nothing to me anymore. His ETAs are dead to me.
Well, Joe's girl said he'll be here in 5 minutes.
What, is she riding shotgun?
No, well, I'm sure.
How about Joe stops texting Joe's girl and drives a little faster? How about that?
You know what? It doesn't matter who he's talking to.
No, I don't want him talking to anybody. I want him driving.
It's not going to get him any here any faster.
Yes, it does. When you text, hopefully you slow down.
No.
You're crazy.
I don't really text while I drive.
So, I do at stoplights and everything. And
at stoplights,
and I'll
yes.
give, like, the occasional K...
yes. Yes.
By the way, Bergenfield,
yeah.
By the library, most confusing thing, and then I'll get back to Sam Sorbo.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
There's a traffic light
yeah.
and a stop sign.
What are you supposed to do?
Right, because it's a green light,
but there's
but
a stop sign.
It's the most stupid thing. Talk about bureaucracy wasting money. Can we take down the sign?
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes they put the signs there. They're like those flip stop signs.
No, it's a regular stop
sign. It's just... fixed?
It's a fix. Well, it's broken. It doesn't belong there. Ugh. But it's a stop sign. Hello, Joe.
Hi.
Stupid. Hi, Joe.
Hi.
You said stupid and said hi, Joe. It was her turn.
I'm so sorry.
You didn't expect that. It almost hurts more coming from her.
I wasn't talking about him. I was talking about Bergenfield.
Don't backtrack. It was funny radio. Joe expects an insult from me, but for you.
Yeah, he looked a little taken aback.
Stupid. Hey, Joe.
I'm just going to sit here and not say a word since you guys are doing all the talking right now.
Kind of what we do when you're not here.
I understand. Yeah, but now I am, and you keep going.
Oh, sorry, Joe.
No.
See, don't. No, don't you give me the shut
Would
up.
Would you stop?
Sorry. I want Joe to fill.
No. I didn't mean it like that.
Well, stupid.
No. Yes,
look at you all tan.
I know, right?
Well, like I'm trying to be Puerto Rican or something. Like I went to a place.
What? Why do you have to be another race? You're just a brown Jew. That's what you are today.
It's a little hurtful. Just a brown Jew.
Just
into
a brown
Jew.
I'm just a brown Jew. I ain't got nobody. I'm just a brown Jew.
I got
Jew.
A brown body. A brown body.
Was that a takeoff of I'm Just a Gigolo?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm just a brown Jew.
Yeah, it was terrible.
No, it's not. It was funny. No, because you're the butt of the joke. It's not funny.
No, I don't mind being the butt of the joke. It wasn't a good.
It was fun. That was damn funny.
David Lee Roth is coming back into radio. That's how bad that was. No.
Oh God, that would be bad.
Yes, it would. So anywho, so Sam Sorbo. So yeah, so she doesn't want us on filling in for her.
Okay. Just heard this.
Really?
Yes.
Really? What happened?
You look at me like I did something.
I did. What is with him tonight?
I don't know.
What is with you tonight?
She doesn't think we're right for their audience.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, because we're not totally right, bent right wing.
Yeah.
You're not right wing enough for her.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
No, because he's reasonable.
Yeah.
He could be
reasonable. On that particular show, he was very reasonable. Yeah. There was no fighting by anybody.
Because because what we were talking about, when she complained, she goes, well, you're totally against voter fraud. We didn't ever said that.
We're pro-voter fraud.
We never said that. What the disagreement was the percentage, and the disagreement was how much of a consideration it was towards the election. We never once said
it doesn't happen.
Trump's not an idiot. Remember she said that to me? Trump's not an idiot. I said, I didn't call him an idiot, not on the air anyway.
No, but I even brought up that he's bringing it to the
We don't have to rehash it. It's online. You guys can listen to it now. We uploaded
it. That's great, man. It was a really good show.
If you want to hear a really uncomfortable segment, though, listen to Sam Sorbo.
What happened was is that she came in and she wanted to go after you, and you put her in her place.
I did.
And you made her look like an ant.
We can say asshole.
I know.
I forgot. It's like, which segment is this?
Because I'm thinking to you, all right.
Yeah, we're going to do this on the Talk Radio Network segment?
No. You're
gonna... This is just for our internet fans.
Yeah. But she's an asshole.
Yeah.
You know, she could just sit there. What'd she do? Sit in the green room with Hercules and pick up the phone?
She was done oiling his biceps.
Yeah, yeah.
Assholes talking about on my show.
So the network says they really don't care.
What she says?
Yeah, because it's not her choice. It's great. Not her decision, so they don't really.
Oh, wait until next time we're on then, because she'll be calling up from Antarctica. What are you talking about?
let's be honest. We're not really a good fit for that.
No, we're not. We're not.
We're not a good fit for it to replace a right-wing, propaganda-based... read all the emails, or even left-wing propaganda-based.
No.
Read all. We're not a good fit for that.
No. It's like, I agree that we are not the things that her audience wants to hear. None of us. Because the most conservative.
Well, yes, yes. And,
he's
and,
not conservative
and,
enough.
Well, yeah, and as a matter of
fact. Joe listens to Rush Limbaugh and goes, enough.
But, you know, I mean, look, when she starts talking about, well, what about the voting booths coming in from Venezuela? What? What?
Where the hell is that? Are you comparing us to Venezuela?
No. It's like everybody, we all just looked at each other like, what? Are you out of your
I think that was the break glass in case of emergency. I'm out of argument, so let's go to the Venezuelan booth voting machine.
Before you say that, you might as well have a good day. Yeah, that should be before that. Because like I said, any point of me speaking in regards to our show along the lines with her as a conservative was lost when she brought that up.
That's that fanatical
right wing agenda.
And she was using her evidence from some GOP website email that she got. I'm like, I don't get that.
It's like, that's not probably the best way to go.
Just like I'm not reading stuff from Dems or Us Today. You know, I don't want to hear their talking points.
Did she have, besides us not being a good fit for her audience, did she have any other critiques?
I mean, she didn't talk to me about it, so I don't know. Do you think she felt intimidated by us?
Yes.
I'm sure. I think she took her out.
Well,
yeah.
not only intimidated.
Should I have been nicer?
No.
I was nice, though.
No, stop right there. Yeah. You were fine.
You were fine.
The woman called up. She wanted to, she wanted to, talk on her own show.
She didn't want me to misinform her audience.
But, she called in, and then she tried to, what she wanted to do was point out, it's my show, I'm just putting you people in your place, because I'm not even here, I'm still here. And we very eloquently made her look like an asshole. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
You're going to make somebody look like an asshole, do it with eloquence.
Believe me, if I thought for 1 minute, I'd be, hey, look, man, but no, she wanted to come in, she wanted wanted to show us who's boss.
Yes.
We gave her points. She didn't, you know, she didn't have a good argument.
No.
Or well, not a ba- you know, she didn't have the actually she didn't come to the argument with the facts.
Right.
Especially when she started the argument, well, not argument, the discussion about, well, you guys, you know, you're not for, you know, you don't think there's a problem with voter fraud. Yes, we do.
Yeah.
But to the degree that we do. Now, my whole thing, where I was telling Joe's girl this the night before, I looked at the clock. We had a minute. I wanted to interject and said, no, I do feel voter fraud is a problem. I do feel that Trump brought it to the forefront. However, as conservative, I also think that there's a bigger problem with Hillary Clinton and how the press is glossing over her and keeping Trump in line so he doesn't put his foot in his mouth.
Well, that's impossible.
Listen, but on the scheme of things, those two things have more of importance than the voter fraud. So
right.
in our day, what percentage should we concentrate ourselves to look at? And that's what I was trying to ask you.
I don't want to get into it all again, but I personally think there's probably more problems with some of these newer laws that excludes people from getting access. But that's neither here nor there. That's another discussion. Really what we were just talking about, it was really about rigged, about Trump. My point was Trump saying that the system is rigged. That was my point, and the damage that it does. And I don't think it's as much of an issue as Joe does, but I'm sure there's some. But I agree with Joe on the long list of things we need to worry about.
Well, right, and you answered your own question because you said I don't agree it's as much of an issue as Joe does, and then you prefaced it by saying, but on the things to leave, exactly on
I do
a little bit more than you do, yes, but on the grand scheme of things, it's got a little percentage of it. There's a whole lot of other stuff to listen to.
I want to figure out how we're
going to
get that wall in the middle of the Rio Grande.
Trump hasn't figured that out.
Did you hear Rudy Giuliani? He's like, yeah, there'll be sensors from 6 miles away. It's a wall, not the fucking Death Star. It was like on Fox and Friends. Like, what is he talking about? And there'll be sensors so people can't dig underground from, like, are there? It's a wall.
Are we going to have Skynet again?
I don't know, but I am fascinated. But I don't want to talk about that. I don't want to get into a whole Trump thing. I got a show coming up where it's going to be me, Joe, and two other Republicans.
Oh, we can get
into it all then.
Joe's rubbing his hands
besides
together.
Kevin, Russ is going to be joining us, too. I actually, a little teaser.
It's going to be like the Joe Kumia show.
No.
Joe just started drooling from the side of his mouth, rubbing his hands together like somebody put a roast beef in front of him.
No, none of you guys are like that. And I won't be bright red either.
No.
That I felt bad about. I really did.
I did get in the middle of, and Russ can tell you about it when he comes in. I did get in the middle of a Republican running for Congress versus Republican running for Congress argument.
Oh, no.
On behalf of Russ.
Really?
I did do that.
Oh.
I tried to fucking make them play nice. Stupid Republicans. Getting involved in this horse shit like I give a shit about local stuff. But so Talk Radio Network was like, I'm like, well, did you hear it?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah. He's like, I kind of liked it.
And who was it? And who was this?
Our contact over
Talk
Radio Network.
Good, okay.
Omar. He's like, I kind of like it. He's like, I kind of like a conflict. I think it makes for good radio. I go, well, did you hear me put her in a place? He goes, yeah, that might be one of the reasons why she doesn't want you back.
Of course.
Lisa
of course,
said,
it's the main reason.
Lisa said, maybe a little jealous of how well you guys handled yourselves. And I was going to point that out, too. I think that the way that you said, yeah, you know what? The evidence that you're bringing here is faulty. So you want to point it out to me? I'd like to read it for myself. She's like, I'm an
odd. I don't think she understands how this show operates. Where if we say something,
she's not a fan.
I'd say that.
Well, we barely understand how it operates, but nonetheless, make the best of it. You know.
Noted.
But you know, it's like if we have an argument or we find something either on Facebook or something here. You know, the facts are always brought, and when the facts are brought, the facts are picked apart.
Yes.
That's what we do. That's how we do it. That's how we've done
it. I think what she's saying is her audience doesn't really want that type of magnifying glass.
Facts.
As the case may be. to her arguments. I think she's used to being able, and that's what these right-wing shows, I would say left-wing shows, but they don't last. They're gone. But that's what right-wing talk is. Somebody bloviates, and then people call in and agree.
Right.
That's what it is. It's reaffirming.
That's the format.
It's reaffirming what you think.
Their own
that's very popular.
Yeah.
Right. Well, a lot of times, you know, sometimes I'll listen to right-wing talk and, you know. And
it's entertaining.
But, you know, a lot of things I agree with, but there are some times I'm like, all right, slow down.
But they're not looking for the slowdown. They're looking I'm the host. This is what I'm telling you, and this is the way it is. And they want you to call in and agree with them and rant against whatever they're ranting against.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, they're doing it because that's how they make money. Because right wing, I was telling this to Omar. Right wing talk radio is lucrative. For some reason, left wing doesn't work. I don't know if it's left wingers don't want to all agree with everything, or it's just not, or they don't have entertaining hosts. Well, I don't know what the case
is. My whole thing about any talk radio, you know, especially well on Fox and CNN, whatever, I'm going to tell you my side. I'm going to have people call in. I'm going to argue. I'm going to sell my book. You know, that's, you know, sell merch. You know,
that's pretty much what it is. I did find it ironic that her lead-in was Reagan saying government is not the answer; it's the problem, which I get is a Republican thing. I get that.
Yeah,
but she's supporting Trump. And Trump has been as big government as Hillary, as Obama, as W was. Mm-hmm. I mean, so he's not Ted Cruz.
Right.
Donald Trump is not saying government is the enemy. He's saying they're incompetent. But
right.
he's going to build more. If you listen to him, there's going to be more commissions,
yes.
more agencies, and everything.
More things to work on things.
So I mean, just right there, there's a disconnect. On her own show.
Yeah.
Where she keeps, because it was one of our lead-ins several times.
Right.
Government is not the answer, it's the enemy. And if that's how you really feel, if you're being genuine, you can't support Donald Trump. If you truly feel that government is the enemy.
Well, you get a feeling that if Trump gets in, he's going to deregulate a lot of things. So businesses.
Trump has talked about building new commissions. Mm-hmm. He's talked about. Which angers the Republicans, but I guess the Democrats.
But
like
what commissions? I'm not being facetious. Just as an argument
to deal with the immigration, and he wants to form a commission to deal with radical Islam, to educate the people, stuff that the FBI and CIA traditionally does. Right. He wanted to build more,
but more, you know. But on those two things, it's something that needs to be addressed.
I don't want to argue whether he's right or wrong. I'm not arguing that with you. I don't want to do that right now. What I'm saying, either way, he's building more government. So if you think that government is too big already, yes, then Donald Trump's not your guy. Which is why so many conservatives don't like Trump. One of the reasons.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. That's disingenuous.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, it could go both ways. You know, where it could say, you know,
there's no two ways about it.
Well, yeah, in a way,
and he's not
taking away
Medicare and Medicaid, which conservatives want to do. Donald Trump has said, I'm not reducing that, which is something the Democrats say. So
yeah, but see, all those people that say things like that, that they want to take away all these like fail safes for our society, Medicare, Medicaid, you know, any welfare or any of the project things for, you know, WIC, mm-hmm. You know, schooling for underprivileged children. All the people that want to do those things, yeah, that's fine and good until they're on the balls of their ass themselves.
I'm not arguing the merits of that.
No, I understand.
I'm just saying. Donald Trump has said, and I applaud him for this, that he's not going to take, that those are off the table.
Yeah.
Which, if you are a fiscal conservative.
That's like, what?
Right. So that's why this Sam Sorbo is supposed to be this big conservative, you know, and she's supporting Trump. And I've said all along, I feel bad for conservatives. They don't have a candidate.
Right. Right.
Right. And that so I'm just saying, the show is intellectually
disingenuous. Looking on the ultra conservative side, yeah, and you could also go into freedom of religion on that, and you know,
that's always a conflict that the big tent Republican Party has. That's why more people are going libertarian,
yeah,
because they have a real problem with the right wing Christians,
yeah.
But also, you know, as we discussed before, and it was a great point that Caitlin Bailey made to me, is that the Christian right is their center,
right? No,
so then they have to go out and then they have to woo everybody else. And bring them in, but if they get them upset, now, you know, where are they going to go home,
listen,
you know?
The reality is the Republican ideas are not popular mm-hmm. on their own. You know, Republican fiscal ideas are not popular to majority of the population. If they were, they wouldn't need the far right, mm-hmm. you know, religious nuts. They could just do it on their
own merits.
Right, but it's not that way, so they have to have the big tent.
Well, because everybody gets upset, you know, everybody gets worried that if any entitlement program that you might be on might be in jeopardy, so you get, you know,
well,
you get concerned about
well,
that.
Well, as Pip said, everybody wants them to go away until you need them.
Hey, look, Social Security, you know, is in the balls of its ass, you know, and it should run out of money just as I'm about ready to retire.
That'd be your luck.
I've been paying into that shit since I was 18 working a pipeline fence, you know.
They're going to figure it out.
They'll figure it out. I think better.
But if you're worried about Social Security, then you like Trump and you like Hillary, If you don't, then you don't have a candidate.
Right.
Well, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
And that's my point. I'm not arguing whether I don't want to get into the who's right, who's wrong. I'm just part that the show is intellectually disingenuous.
Yeah.
Because you can't play Reagan as a bumper railing against government when Donald Trump, as I've been saying since day one, he's not a small government guy.
No.
He's bigger government than W.
Well, how
was.
Much government did Reagan cut back?
He cut a lot. Why? The reason we
social
have
social programs. That's why we have all the mentally ill homeless on the streets.
I was just going to say that was Reagan under the 80s. That's why the cops are still having to deal with this because we don't have a place for them. So
crazy.
That's why people are still getting pushed in front of subways. That you know, it's like
right,
thanks,
but that's
no
why our one of the reasons why our cops are overworked. They have
to deal with all the social problems.
All right,
so that's
the Sam Sorbo thing. We'll talk off the air. I spoke to Pip a little bit earlier. About other stuff, but that's just what I wanted to update the audience on. Now, why am I wearing a Mark Price Skippy T-shirt?
I was just
what the hell?
I'm like, what in the hell is that? And I didn't want to get some nasty answer, so I just
there's always a chance for a nasty answer.
Yeah, wait for it.
No, I was working down in where the hell was I? Hilton Head.
Okay. Where the hell was I? Don't look at me.
I got a lot of traveling coming. I don't remember where I am.
They put him in a time machine.
I'm not traveling back in time, stupid. I'm just traveling forward.
Would you like to put him in a castle in the 1600s? Hey, everyone! Actually, he's on the rack.
I wouldn't be on the rack. I'd be running shit.
Yeah. It's true. It depends on the time.
Yeah, exactly. I'd be running things. Yeah,
no, they'd be intrigued by you. They'd probably chase you with swords.
No, they wouldn't.
And flames like cups. You know,
you're the one who looks like Frankenstein. They'd come to your house and get torches and pitchforks.
No.
Yes. Yes. Yes, they would, Herman Munster. You just see Joe be the modern-day spot living underneath the stairs. Comes out, tells a couple jokes to put him back underneath the stairs.
Fire.
Joe's like, that's not a bad game. Who books it?
I like that.
Had a budget.
Give Joe a head of lettuce. He gnaws on that. He's happy.
Listen, Harry Potter's whole gig when he was living with those horrible people, it's like he had that little cubby under the stairs.
Yeah.
Hey, if you feed me and you leave me alone in my little cubby, I'd be happy as
a
clam.
I think we all want that.
That's my deal with the day program.
So you remember, you remember Family Ties?
Yes.
That was Michael J. Fox breakout television show.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
His best friend was Skippy Handelman?
Yeah, Skippy. Oh, that's why his face looks familiar.
Mark Price.
Now, Mark Price was a comic at the time, right?
Yeah, Mark Price is still a comic.
Right, but what I'm saying, at that time,
he's
was
been
also
a comic for a while.
Yeah.
He's been a comic for a long time.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So he was working down there, and I was working down there. We were doing, at the same club, but doing different shows. I would do the 7:30 one night, he would do the 9:30, then switch it and everything. So I got to talk to him a little bit. And he was very nice to me.
Mm.
Nice.
Yeah, you know, he was very, very nice to me. He said he liked my energy on stage, off stage, whatever. It was cool. So he wanted to buy one of my T-shirts. And I always feel weird when, like, a comic wants to buy my stuff. But he's very successful.
Okay.
Or was. But I'm like, and I kind of felt weird, and he couldn't decide. He was going to buy the I Support Piss Police During Speeding Tickets T-shirt because his mom was a cop.
Oh,
just going back, I go, you know what? I'll tell you what. I'll trade you. You give me one of yours, and I'll give you one of mine.
So that was nice.
That's why I'm wearing the shirt.
How was he? Okay. Is he funny?
I didn't watch a lot of his acts.
All right, that's enough.
No, but the wife watched part of it.
Okay. Would she think?
Okay, yeah, okay.
Okay,
we get the point.
So, he's fine. they were small audiences.
Right.
Okay, so that's going your way.
God, it sounds like you're on the phone at a defending weekend.
No!
He's a hostage? Yes, things are fine.
Listen.
There's no knife to my throat.
Okay, this is a prepared statement you're going to read about this weekend. All right, we get the deal.
Listen.
All right, sure, okay.
I didn't watch a lot of it.
Okay.
But I want to go back to the room for 45
minutes. I understand.
Yeah.
But I did well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, good.
I got some guy walks out on the first show. I didn't do big audiences either. Because apparently this is the guy who runs the club told me, well, like the kids have gone back to school and this is the week before Labor Day.
Right.
So nobody was breaking any attendance records.
Right.
Let's not get crazy.
But somebody walked out?
No. I'm saying on the way out. No, I
don't. Oh,
I thought you said somebody on a walkout.
Yeah, no,
that's not one of my.
Sound like it was heading that way.
No. I did very well. I had a good week.
Good.
But on the way out, guy hands me money, walks out.
What was that about?
It was a tip. I opened up. It was $100.
Really?
What?
Yeah. That happens on occasion, but it hasn't happened. That's always nice, though. I don't usually talk about that. But I figure I talk about so many times it goes horribly wrong for me.
Yeah.
I might as well talk about the time when a guy tipped me $100.
Damn.
Yeah, it's happened before.
And who was it? Was who the owner?
No.
No?
Just some an audience member. Was like, hey, you know, made me laugh. Boom.
I like that.
I would like that.
I take that much more than a complaint.
Mm. Like, you don't know what I have to do for $100.
No, we do.
Yeah.
We do. But yeah, so that was kind of cool.
That was amazing. Wow.
She's like, that's a, with that act?
No, no. That's
really?
What, no, that's
tip him
I mean.
To stop.
Stupid. The show is over, you ass.
Of course it was. I mean, you got your money.
Listen, if it was going to be $100 to stop, I could say it'd be much more offensive. Yeah.
I had no idea that people do that.
Yeah, and the wife's like, well, you didn't even give him anything. Usually if I see it, like, I'll give him, like, some merch.
Yeah.
Because I feel bad.
Yeah.
I feel bad, but I didn't because, you know, people were on the way out.
Yeah.
Just shook my hand.
Palmed it and,
you know,
wow.
I you know, I didn't know. Could have been a note that says, go fuck yourself. I didn't know.
When he got back to the room, he goes, where's my hundred? Go fuck yourself. I go, fuck him. Oh, jeez.
No, I'm saying
I didn't know. He gave my hundred to somebody and he gave
Harry, where's the hundred? Why do you have a go fuck yourself note? Never mind. I need to learn how to put shit in my hand.
Need to learn how to put shit in my hand. Fair enough.
That's wrong on so many levels.
Yeah,
but yeah, that was nice. It was a good couple days.
I would be very excited about that. I'm surprised that's not the first thing you said.
I don't, but I generally don't talk about when things go well.
Because really?
Yeah.
No, that's not the reason. The reason is you go on Facebook with comics or you go on radio show. Comics always talk about how they kill. I expect to do well. I don't expect it.
Well, everybody expects to do well. They're going to go, I'm going to really suck.
No, but that's what I'm saying. I don't have to talk about when it goes well because I expect to do well.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just not that entertaining. Oh, I killed again. They love me. All right, who cares? It just sounds like I'm stroking my ego. Yeah. But you bring a hell gig to the table. I'll go, all
everybody's
right.
Everybody's like, yeah.
Yeah, everybody loves those, yeah.
Exactly. So I figured, you know what? We were talking about my time in Hilton Head.
Yeah.
I would talk about this. Opening act was a mind reader. He's the guy who runs it, which is kind of interesting.
I just, there was somebody in my office that was saying that their daughter had gone on her college campus to a mind reader act and that she was actually starting to feel like she was zoned out, you know? Like,
no, it wasn't a hypnotist.
Oh, okay. Oh, mind reader. Oh, hypnotist.
Yeah, it wasn't
right.
It was
I got confused.
It was a mind reader. Well, the wife thinks she's got to figure out how it works.
Oh,
she
really?
Might. She's smarter than me. I'm not going to reveal secrets now.
Okay. All right. But, you know, there's a one of my in real life friends has joined the
as opposed to you and I, who are cardboard cutouts.
Yes.
In real life.
That was pretty much a fuck you to everybody here.
In real life, you know, in my fantasies, you guys are my
friends. In my fantasies, you guys don't exist.
Yeah. No, well, I mean, like, funny. She's in, somebody I know face-to-face is in the den
as
pen.
As opposed to us.
Us, like, we're...
I'm talking about the
Joe,
den
take off
pen.
Your mask. I'll take off mine.
Yeah. Oh, my God, that's so frightening.
The folly.
Yeah, we don't love you anymore.
Yeah, I
You're
knew
hurtful.
That. I knew that.
You say mean things.
That's his job.
She's telling everybody yes. in the den pen that she's got pictures of what I've done for $100.
Who is?
Devin's told jokes.
Widow.
Oh, hello, Widow.
Yes.
Give her a friggin' name.
Yeah, well, sorry. Right. Widow. And the girls are interested in giving her some money for those photos. Oh, God.
I pay.
I'll give you money if nobody sees the if those photos never
I
see
think
the light
that's
of
even
day.
Better. Yeah,
sure. Devin's got an extra 100.
Yeah. Yeah, he does.
Just make it rain. One bell.
Make it rain. Couldn't make it drizzle.
Oh, nice.
I have a joke like that.
Do you?
Yeah. When I go to a strip club, I don't make it rain. I make it drizzle.
It's funny.
Yeah. What was the thing that you told me I got to use in the... Oh, the alt-right.
Yes.
You've been hearing this alt-right? Like, everybody's, like, using the term alt-right to discuss, like, Breitbart and stuff like that.
Oh,
alt-right.
Okay.
I'm like,
okay.
Alt-right. I'm like, what is that? Like, a command for, like, Windows or you hit it and it takes you to, like, Breitbart?
I thought it was one of those, like, swipe right kind of things.
Did you
I forgot to. I think it's too inside. So what's going on with you? Anything? Or should we just take a break? I mean, it's up to you. If you got something, floor is yours. If not, I'm taking a break.
Yeah, take a break.
All right. You people get none of Joe's life. I knew Pip had nothing to do with coming.
I was looking for that bear again, though. I was trying to find and see if I could see that bear.
Yeah, he's waiting for you, stupid.
No, I don't. I wasn't expecting. I'm not. My feelings aren't hurt that he wasn't there. You know, no one.
Roar, Joe. Roar. Just waiting for days on end.
Yeah,
waiting. Hoping you would come back.
Yeah, he wouldn't. No bear.
But you didn't.
No bear.
No. All right. Bear.
So when we come back, we'll do some Colin Kaepernick. won't stand for the national anthem. We'll do some EpiPen. We'll do a class that has a very derogatory name towards white people. I got a You Stink. We'll do some Katy Perry and some catfishing. But on the break, we will listen to Max Denoise. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. It could be like Max Denoise, but I think it's Max Denoise because it's music.
Max Denoise?
Yeah, that would
I would
sense.
Say Max Denoise.
I would, yeah, well, Max I did Denoise. Say it. So.
Well, I understand it. I'm just reiterating.
Keep saying it.
Max Denoise featuring Angel Falls with their new single, Forgive You. To learn more, go to KHB Music. No, KHB-music.de. KHB-music.de. Short break. More show when we come back.